This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. Tonight we're talking about the Right On Sports program and the upcoming gala on October 14th at the Newark Club right here in Newark with honored guest David Tyree, the former Giants player who starred in the Super Bowl, Jenny Prentice of Sports Illustrated, and Stephen A. Smith of ESPN. Also joining us tonight in studio is the founder of Right On Sports, Byron Yake. Byron, so glad you're here.
Thank you, Doug. Great to be here.
The person responsible for the curriculum of Right On Sports is also here with us tonight. He's the Associate Professor of Elementary, Early Childhood, and Literacy Education at Montclair State University, Dr. Eric Jacobson, affectionately known by the kids as Dr. J. Great to see you.
Good to see you again, Doug.
Also joining us, one of the students involved in the Right On Sports program, 11-year-old Elon Lakes. Elon, how are you?
Good.
So, Elon, let's start with you. What are your favorite moments about going through this Right On Sports camp?
Probably when we went to a baseball game and then we interviewed the players on the team.
So you actually become a reporter, don't you?
Yes.
What did you have to do? They made you write articles about it, huh?
Yes.
And so do you enjoy writing more now that you went through the Right On Sports camp?
Yeah. I just feel that, you know, it's more fun now.
And you're really connected to this because your mom is a teacher in the Right On Sports camp. Camille Brown has been a part of the program now for a while. What did she say to you? How did she convince you to be a part of the Right On Sports camp?
She didn't really have to convince me. I just, you know, wanted to try it.
What do you think you've learned?
How to sports write, maybe how to interview people.
Has your love of writing actually increased?
Yes.
Oh, that's very powerful stuff. Did you like to write before you came to the camp?
Not much.
Tell us more about visiting the Red Bulls.
Oh, so at the Red Bull Stadium, we also interviewed players.
Who did you get to interview? Do you remember?
Sean Davis and...
And Sean Davis is actually from New Jersey, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, was he nice?
Yes.
So once you meet somebody while you've covered them, did you actually maybe become more of a fan of them, too, if they were nice to you after meeting them and you kind of followed their career now?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Now, were you a soccer fan before that?
I wasn't really active watching soccer, but, you know, I like the team a little bit more now.
Yeah, so Right On Sports not only has made you become more interested in writing, but actually about the teams that you cover, too. Very powerful stuff. Dr. Eric Jacobson, you write the curriculum for this. They came to you a long time ago and said, hey, we have somebody at Montclair State University who loves sports and can help with writing. And that was Dr. J, Eric Jacobson. Why did you want to do this?
Well, it was really a chance to unite two lifelong passions. I've been playing sports since I can remember. I remember playing basketball at age 3, age 4, playing basketball my whole life. And being passionate about literacy, reading and writing, ever since I was in college. So coming together and writing on sports, joining the idea of sports with the idea of writing was a natural to me. When I was offered the opportunity to do it, I jumped at it.
So when you hear students like Elon talk about he wasn't really big on writing until this camp, that has to make you feel terrific.
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, and it also confirms what we know when we give students a chance to write about something that they care about. Not surprisingly, they're going to want to do more of it, you know? And so they don't have a lot of opportunities to explore, to create with writing in school. So this is an opportunity for them to really have fun and delve into things.
I like that word, F-U-N, because that's how kids, you know, if they're doing something fun and learning at the same time. It's a perfect match. And Byron Yake, the founder of the Right On Sports program, you, of course, would know what it means to write. You're the former Associated Press editor, sports editor, worked many years covering the great Pittsburgh teams in the 70s. You came to New Jersey. You started this camp 10 years ago. You hear Elon talk about that. How do you feel about this program at this time?
Like Eric, it feels good because that is what the program is all about. The idea is to inspire and attract students who want to learn to write, and then using the theme of sports, which they're passionate about, which they love, to get them to write. And it all fits. It's a perfect fit.
10 years ago, you had this idea. And now it continues to spread. And it's not just in New Jersey now. You have other camps that are going on. Give us a little history how this has developed, Byron.
Well, we started 10 years ago, as you said. It was an idea. How could I find a way after retiring from the AP to use the skills and the knowledge I had about journalism and sports and so forth? And someone mentioned, well, you could always teach kids how to write about sports. And the idea germinated. And then with the help of folks at Montclair State, which became a partner right away, we've been able to make this thing go. This year we held 8 2-week summer camps in 3 states. So now we're growing and it's flourishing. And the reason it's flourishing, because we've got a group of teachers like Camille Brown, and we've got students like Elon who care about being there and love the idea of writing about sports. So it's flourishing because of the team of teachers we have, and the idea just makes sense.
Tell me about day one and Write on Sports Camp. How did they try to get you involved?
Every day we started by having a newspaper article, and then we found something, and then we more elaborated on how, what made us interested in a certain topic in the newspaper about sports.
Do you think that you might want to be a sports writer?
Well, before the camp, I probably wouldn't have even thought about becoming a sports writer, but now I consider it a possibility because I have some experience with it.
That's fantastic. And you're only 11 years old. You know, you got a ways to go. You could be writing for your high school newspaper in 4 or 5 years now. That's exciting, right?
Yeah.
How about playing sports? Do you like to play any sports?
Play soccer, basketball, play baseball too. Used to wrestle, and I do archery.
Wow. That's a nice combination of everything. What do you think you're best at?
Probably soccer. I think I'm a pretty decent goalie. I just having the team relying on me to, block the shots and things like that.
So you like having pressure put on you?
Not exactly. I just think I just prefer to be in the goal than out on the field. I just like the position.
Dr. Eric Jacobson, who is involved with writing the curriculum for this Write on Sports program, by the way, we'll be talking about the gala coming up on October 14th right here in Newark. But you're no stranger to sports, too. You played sports in high school. You played basketball, and you also were on the JV team of the soccer. So I know when you and I talk, I know that you're a good hooper. So take us back to your high school days. What do you remember about East Lyme, Connecticut, and playing guard for East Lyme?
Well, I mostly sat the bench. I love the game, but I sat the bench.
It's a learning experience of sitting the bench, isn't
it? Yeah, but it never left. My passion for the sport never left. And in fact, I think I played more on the playground than I did in the high school. Getting older, I still play on the playground. I still play at the Y. So I'm really like a lifelong, they're going to have to drag me out of the gym at the end. I'm not going to give up basketball voluntarily.
I think the only one who might play more basketball than you at Montclair State University, other than the teams themselves, would be Carol Blazejowski, the wonderful, probably one of the greatest women basketball players of all time, who was an All-American at Montclair State University and a guest right here on Sports Jam. Byron, you and Eric work together so well. Why?
We know how to give each other space. I think that's really the key. He's the expert. He is the academic. He knows about education. Education is, that whole world is new to me. I'm a journalist. I'm a businessman. I'm an entrepreneur. So he lets me do those kinds of things, and I let him do those other kinds of things that he is really good at. And it works. It's just as nice as it can be.
You know, I've had experience being involved with the program for several years, of course, and helping teach at the Boys and Girls Club in Newark on Avon Avenue. So I know what these kids, the curriculum. I think that's important to have somebody with your background, Dr. J, so we know that, it really does come from an academic side. And then we try to provide some fun, too, for the kids.
Yeah, I think it's important also as part of the curriculum that we really stress when we're talking about sports, we're talking about all type of sports. So it's not just football or basketball or hockey, but we really encourage the students to talk about other sports that may be not as well known or not as popular that they're interested in. And we encourage that in their writing. So, for example, we've had kids write about Quidditch, the game from Harry Potter. We've had students write about Zorbing, which is that when you get in a big plastic ball and roll down a hill.
That looks like so much fun, doesn't it?
I didn't know that that was called zorbing until right on sports. I had to learn that that was called zorbing. So we really encourage students to explore the variety of sports that are out there. And every year I try to introduce new sports. So a couple years ago I learned about chess boxing, where people box for 2 minutes and then play chess for 2 minutes. And I'm always trying to encourage them to kind of think about new sports that are out there and explore the world.
I have to check that one out myself. The kids use computers. There's after-school programs. There's summer programs at Right on Sports. Ah, it takes money to make these camps happen. That's where Byron Yake comes in as his entrepreneur. Where do we get the funds for this?
Well, it comes from each of you who are listening. It comes from foundations. It comes from corporations. The cost of a student going to one of our camps is probably around $1,000. So this year we had 172 to 200 students, including the after-school programs and the special events. So that's quite a bit of money. And the thing that's really important about our 10th anniversary is that we're now growing. We have a plan, and we want to grow it one program at a time to maintain the excellence that we have already. And the way we do that is by building affiliates in various locations, so that if you wanted to start a program in Camden, Doug, you know, you could do that. You could raise the funds there, and you could find the facilities and the partners. And that's what's taking us on and leading us forward. The fundraiser, the gala, is a fundraising event. It's really important that we do well.
Probably the nicest thing that's ever been said to me in all my years of working with kids and teaching college and here at WBGO was when a parent came up to me. It was either week two or week three of the after-school program at the Boys and Girls Club in Newark, and she said, "How did you guys do this? My son doesn't like to write anything. You got him writing in 1 week." And so that made Andy Butel, our lead instructor there at the camp, and myself, it made us feel terrific. So the program does work. Now the gala on October 14th at the beautiful Newark Club and right here in downtown Newark. Tell us about that event. You got some great honored guests, but it's so much more than that.
Well, we have honored guests, but we are also Peter King, who is a trustee of Right on Sports, and with Monday Morning Quarterback and Sports Illustrated, he will be the master of ceremonies, and you've named the guests. And the other thing that's really important about this anniversary is that we're gonna honor the pioneers. There were a group of people who were there at the beginning, 10 years ago, when this just really was an idea. And those were people who said, "Byron, you can make this happen," or "Here's some money." And it was a combination of things. It's not only money. It's those other kinds of moral and financial support that really made a difference. So we're going to honor those folks also. It'll be a night of celebration of who we are. And the most important thing here are the kids. They're the ones that are gaining from this. They're the ones who have a future because of it. We had 7 interns this year in our summer camps who were in the program themselves as 7th and 8th graders and now are in college or about to go to college. And all of them are interested in journalism or sports writing or broadcasting. So it will be a night of celebration, and we're looking forward to it.
Those who want to just find out more information about Right on Sports or the gala itself, where can they go?
They can go to the website, www.rightonsports.org.
You're listening to Sports Jam on WBGO. I'm Doug Doyle. We're talking about the Right on Sports program tonight, a program that teaches kids how to learn how to love to write through writing about sports. The founder, Byron Yake, is joining us along with the man responsible for the curriculum, Dr. Eric Jacobson of Montclair State University, and one of the students, 11-year-old Elon Lakes. Elon, there have been a lot of very important people. He mentioned Peter King, one of the most respected writers in the country. There's been Chris Broussard from ESPN involved. Chris said once at one of the camps, "I wish I had this when I was young." So now knowing that you've gone through this Right On Sports program, does that also give you a confidence when you do your other work in school?
Yes, I think it does, because just knowing that I have experience with this type of thing, you know.
What would you like to tell other kids about Right On Sports so maybe they can go through the same experience that you have?
That's really fun, and it's a great experience.
Very nice. Dr. Eric Jacobson, we talked about his background in sports. Let's talk about the actual curriculum. How intensive do these kids have to know how to write? Some of them, as I mentioned, don't want to write anything at all. So how did you come up with this?
Well, we really try to start with where the student is. We don't have a uniform student. So our goal is that they're further along from when we got them and that they're more engaged than when we got them. So the curriculum is there, but we try to tailor it to the experience and the needs of each student that comes in. But on a daily basis, we're reading, we're writing. The students also shoot, plan, and edit their own sports-related videos. So we really try to give them opportunities to express themselves in a couple of different ways.
You're giving them a multimedia experience because, you talked about not only writing, but they can write blogs. They've written blogs. They've written stories. They've been a part of a little book that you guys have put together. And the videos really get them excited. I mean, at a very young age, they're able to put together, using Movie Maker on the computer and other various programs, really nice videos that at the end of the camp, the parents come in and see what the kids have done, and I think that is a special moment as well, don't you?
I do. I think it's really nice for them to have the audience there, because one of the things that we stress when we're thinking about writing is who's your audience. Keep your audience in mind, whether you're writing a short spot story about a news event, you're writing a longer feature story for the magazine that we put together, or we're putting together the video. We're always asking the students, think about what your audience would be seeing, think about what the audience would be reading. And to have the audience there in person and having them get their first-person response, it's really great.
We had one of our camps at Prudential Center, and the students end up touching your heart when you're a teacher, because when you see a kid, when something clicks and something changes in them, I don't think there's really a better feeling inside as a teacher or instructor. You see that now through the 10 years of this program. Give us a sense of how this, you're looking back now, 10 years, what this means to you.
It's rewarding, but it's also been a really wonderful way for me to build something and to build something that's meaningful. So I'm blessed and I'm rewarded by having been able to do it, and will continue to do it. To see the students come into the program and then move forward into college and still want to be part of Right On Sports is a great thing.
Elon, do you know who Roberto Clemente is?
Yes.
Who was Roberto Clemente?
He was a baseball player. He was a baseball player. He was a really good baseball player too, I think.
Yeah, he was. And he tragically died in a plane crash.
I know how he died. It was because he was trying to bring resources to somebody, but then they kept getting stolen. So then when he went, the plane ended up crashing.
Yeah. Wow. Did you know that the man sitting right next to you had the pleasure of interviewing Roberto Clemente and many of his teammates? Did you know that Byron actually interviewed Roberto?
No.
Everybody certainly wants Bobby to get that big number 3,000. Matlack on the 0-1. Bobby hits a dive into the gap in left center field. There she is.
Tell us about covering the great Roberto Clemente.
Well, I was there for his 3,000th hit, which was his last hit. And then on New Year's Eve he was on his way to Nicaragua, and there were other players who were going to go with him, and he said, no, stay back, not to worry, stay with your family over Christmas or over the holidays. And he got on the plane, and the plane went down on his way to Nicaragua. He was an exciting player, and he was exciting to cover. He sort of had chronic ills all the time. He had twitches, and his head would move when he got to bat, and back and forth. And he was brilliant at the same time. So I liked him an awful lot. And he had a hard time with communication because of the language. And I think he wasn't accepted at that time as much as he even would have been. He's, in a lot of ways, he's accepted more today for what he did and who he was and actually how he died.
Yeah, you were there at that time. There was a lot of misconceptions about the great Roberto Clemente at the time. Vera Clemente has been a guest on the show. She told me that there were many days that Roberto couldn't even get out of bed after a game because his back hurt him so much and would get acupuncture and then would go out and play a tremendous game. Another person, another group of superstars that you covered during your time in Pittsburgh, the great Pittsburgh Steeler teams. Joe Green, we see that the commercial's coming back.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
A Coke and a smile makes me feel good. Makes me feel nice.
See you around.
Mean Joe then throwing his number 75 jersey to the kid. You covered Joe Green, and you go all the way back when you first came on Sports Jam. You talked about your encounter with the great Joe Green.
Oh, Joe was an exciting player, and you could tell right at the beginning that he had a wonderful career. And he was very special, and I interviewed him many times, enjoyed those times.
So Elon, when you hear that the guy who came up with the program that you did, and you hear how Dr. J has put his stamp on this, has to make you feel like, hey, yeah, that no wonder this program's pretty good, because you got people who really know their stuff, right?
Yeah.
Tell me what you would like to do that you haven't done yet when it comes to writing about sports. Now, what do you want to learn?
Maybe how to put together a magazine of my own.
Elon likes magazine. No?
Maybe,
right? How about, tell us about your video that you made.
Oh, my video was about the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
And that would be who?
Well, I thought it would be Stephen Curry, maybe. Yeah, Stephen Curry.
Curry steps out. That three is in. That's what happens when you give them extra possessions. You allow one of their sharpshooters another opportunity, and Curry knocks that one down.
Corner three, Curry, it's in. Much needed offense.
He's one of the younger, great superstars in the NBA. What do you like about him? Why did you say him? He plays on the West Coast a lot with the Golden State Warriors. Do you get to see him as much as maybe Knicks? And you walked in with a Brooklyn Nets hat today.
Yeah, but, you know, he's just pretty cool. And I think he's pretty modest, you know. Because you know how LeBron went and said he was the greatest player in the world, and Stephen Curry's still modest.
You had that Nets hat on, a very nice black Nets hat that you had. Do you follow the Nets?
Well, I just know they didn't make the playoffs last year.
So you can't root for them?
Not really.
No. Do you like the Knicks?
Yeah.
You do like the Knicks. Who do you like on the Knicks?
Carmelo.
Carmelo Anthony. Are you glad he stuck around then, right?
Not really.
No? Not really?
Nope.
So do you think the Knicks or the Nets have a chance this new season?
Well, probably the Knicks, because they got some good players now. They have Robin Lopez. They got Aaron Aflalo, this other, I can't remember the other two, but I think they have a chance to maybe at least make to the semifinals in the playoffs, maybe.
Do you talk about basketball and soccer with your friends?
Yeah.
What do you talk about? When does the conversations come up? And in the cafeteria, at lunch, or after school?
Probably, yeah, after school, like when we're playing 2K15 or something like that.
Is Stephen Curry the player that most of your friends like?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really making a name for himself, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, and of course, winning the NBA championship doesn't hurt too, huh?
Yeah.
Dr. J, That comes with a lot of responsibility, Eric Jacobson. You know, Dr. J is Julius Erving to most people, but Dr. J on Right on Sports is Eric Jacobson of Montclair State University.
Yes. What's interesting to me is that it seems like each summer, different groups of kids will start calling me Dr. J without knowing that their previous group of students did. And I assume none of them know who Dr. J was in terms of Julius Erving. So I think it's just kind of a nickname. And then occasionally during breaks that we have during the day, we'll go out and we'll play a little bit of ball. And then I'll rain down on him with some shots from the outside, which Elon can attest to. That.
Is he good, Elon?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, I understand he is pretty good. What's the best part about Dr. J's game, this Dr. J?
Definitely my, you know, maybe like the 20-footer from about 45-degree angle. I like a little bit of distance and a little bit of angle to the hoop.
Have you ever explained to any of the kids who the first Dr. J was?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I do that.
From the University of Massachusetts, number 6, Julius Erving.
Do you guys try to bridge the gap where, you know, Byron interviewed all those great players like Terry Bradshaw and Franco Harris and Roberto Clemente, Willie Stargell? Do you ever bridge the gap with these kids and talk about players of the past?
Not formally, but in lots of informal conversations, because each one of the students ends up writing a story that's about an interest of their own. And so, for example, if a student's writing a story about basketball, I can certainly bring my basketball experience. And I remember this last summer talking to kids about Pete Maravich or talking to them about Tiny Archibald and, you know, players that I really respected growing up, which they might not have heard of. And the nice thing is that the teacher population, you know, I'm an older guy. We have some middle-aged people. We have some younger people. And each one of them brings with them a different set of references. You know, so they may talk about basketball players from the 90s or from the early 2000s. And so then students get to hear about the lineage of players in the NBA. We don't lecture about it, but it comes up when we're having conversations when students are writing their stories.
As we wrap up this edition of Sports Jam, I'm going to ask each of you the same question. I'm going to start with you, Dr. Eric Jacobson. You've had a chance to interview some guests of the galas during the gala, and we have David Tyree of the Giants coming up, the former Giants wide receiver known for his unbelievable catch in the Super Bowl victory for the Giants, Jenny Vrentas of Sports Illustrated, and Stephen Smith of ESPN. And we mentioned Chris Broussard, who's been on this show, and the wonderful Peter King, the sports writer. If you had an opportunity to interview anybody, past or present, and do a sports interview with them, who would it be?
I would probably pick Pete Maravich, because I think he's such a compelling character that not only was he a great player on the court, but his life off the court was so fraught with difficulties. I would really kind of like to get his perspective on, you know, his life and his career.
2:14 remaining. The pistol with 66 right now. Here's a basket for him if he can convert. And a steal. Look at him fight for this ball. The Pistons doing it all. A great ball game.
What would be the one question you'd want to know?
If he ever came to peace with his dad. I mean, his dad drove him so hard to kind of become the player that he was, but clearly there was a cost to their relationship. I'd like to talk to Maravich about his dad.
Elon, I'm going to guess that you don't even have an idea who Pete Maravich is, right?
I do know how he is because of Dr. J.
Oh, is that right? So he's told you about him, one of the guys. Now, let me ask you the same question. If you had an opportunity, let's take Stephen Curry out of this. If you had an opportunity to interview anybody else, who would it be?
Probably Michael Jordan.
And what would you ask him?
How did you come up with the idea for your signature dunk, maybe?
That's a pretty good question. All right, he's had a chance to interview many great players of the past. Byron Yake, who would you want to interview now, past or present?
I think I'd like to, it would be a dual interview with Jack Nicklaus and Jordan Spieth. Jack I've always liked and admired, and I've never interviewed him. And I'd like to find out how he grew from that kid in Ohio State, that kid in Ohio State who was chubby, to this guy who has had unbelievable success in every way you can think of in golf. And then the young guy, Jordan Spieth, who, I don't know, at 22, 23 years of age, is embarking on something that has the opportunity, has the possibility of doing what Jack has done. The jury is out. We don't know that. And what's going through his mind when he sees a Jack Nicklaus and when he sees an Arnie Palmer and when he looks at those? Does he long to do that, or does he have something else going on inside him that's his own? I love that historical perspective of two people like that.
Can you give us a recap of the gala and the guests?
The gala will be on October 14th at the Newark Club, 22nd floor of the Seton Hall Law School building in Newark. It's a gorgeous sight. The honorees, we call them literacy heroes, David Tyree, Stephen A. Smith, Jenny Varentis of Sports Illustrated, Stephen with ESPN, and David with the New York Giants. It'll be a night of celebration of 10 years. We'll honor the pioneers, as I mentioned, and it should be fun.
And you can get more information by going to writeonsports.org. Elon, are you having a good school year so far?
Yeah.
Would you attribute any of that to Write On Sports?
Yes, my performance in writing, probably.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks for joining us on Sports Jam, Elon. It's been nice to meet you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Eric Jacobson, who is the associate professor of the Department of Elementary, Early Childhood, and Literacy Education at Montclair State University. Always great to see you, and we got to get out on the court. If I can lose some more weight, then we'll get out and we'll shoot hoops together.
Always great to see you, Doug.
Byron Yake, you and I go way back now, and it's always a pleasure to work with you, and thanks for doing this program, and thanks for joining us on Sports Jam.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the extended podcast versions of the show by going to WBGO.org/Sports Jam or find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on iTunes. Join me next Wednesday night on WBGO for another edition of Sports Jam. Until then, I'll see you at the game.